This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShor. We're learning Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Seif Vav. Yoichal Miyad. You should eat immediately. Now, that's not just in a vacuum. Immediately after you wash. We had the recommended zman of v'im sha kedei hiluch chaf beiz ama mikri hefsek. Remember that? In Siman Kuf Samach Vav. Some say you don't need to be careful from being masik between netila and hamotzi. Some say you do need to be careful. But if you delayed kedei hiluch chaf beiz ama, the Rama said it's a hefsek. Which then means, when the Mechaber says, Yoichal Miyad, he's serious. But, this is talking about between the brach of Hamoitzi and eating. You see, he doesn't say what the Yoichal Miyad is. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yoichal Miyad, L'chadchila asur lahafsik b'shtika yoyis mikdei dibar. L'chadchila, you're not even allowed to delay in silence more than kedei dibar, the amount of time it takes to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri. Therefore, the mevarich should eat immediately, even before he distributes the challah to others. For this reason, if a food is particularly hot or cold, you should not make the bracha until you're able to eat it right away. However, b'diavad, if you are shah harbe yoyser mikdei dibor, as long as you're not mesiach das, you don't have to go back. How long is kedei dibor? Some say it's 3 words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Some say it's 4 words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. And later on, the Shulchan Aruch will paskins 4 words. Other places he paskins that it's 3 words. Reb Chaim Knievsky says the Iker Halacha is it's 3 words. That's Das Roiv Ho'achroinim and the Das of the Mishnah Berurah in most places in the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting. Okay. So the Mechaber says, Yoichal Miyad, you should eat immediately after you make the Hamotzi. V'lo yasiach bein bracha l'achila. Do not converse between the bracha and eating. V'imsach, if you did speak tzarch l'achsel v'arach, you have to make another bracha. Elam kein hoysa hasicha, bedvar me'inyin dvarm shem v'varchan olav. Unless the conversation was relevant to the item that you made a bracha on. Kagoin sheberch al pas, let's say you made a bracha on the bread v'kodim sha'achal, and before you ate, Amar, he said, Haviu melach eliftan, bring salt or something to eat with the bread. Tenu l'ploini lecha, give food to ploini. Or, tenu machal l'behima, give food to the animal. Chiyotz ve'elu, then ein tzarech levarech. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat an lamed, hev lo yasiach, do not converse. Achi chala lilois k'tzas mea prusa v'yivla'eno. Until you finish swallowing a little bit of the piece. I'm sorry, until you finish chewing a little bit of the piece, v'yivla'enu, and you swallow it. Meaning, when could you talk? You could talk once you've chewed and swallowed. Kivan de pasak ha-shulchan aruch le-kaman b'soiv simen ri, de betoyim levad im loy bala ein sarach bracha. Because the shulchan aruch paskins that if you taste and you don't swallow, you don't have to make a bracha. Which means the ikar bracha is not going on the taste, it's going on swallowing. In other words, the chakira is like this. You make a bracha. When is the bracha chal? When I taste or when I swallow? So in Siman Ri, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you taste something without swallowing, you don't make a bracha. That indicates the ikar bracha is going on swallowing. So therefore, you should not be mafsik until you swallow. Imkein habracha ala blia v'chein. By the way, the Shaar Tzion says, you have to be careful not to walk until you swallow. Because walking is a hefsek, unless it's a tzarech achila. So for example, you make a bracha on coffee, and it's too hot to swallow. And you're walking around your kitchen. No, stop, you're not allowed to walk. You're not allowed to walk until you swallow. The bracha is not chal until you swallow. Let's say a lot of people sitting around the table. Each one has a kikar and is making the bracha for himself. Don't answer amen to the bracha of your friend until you swallow on your bracha. What if you did answer amen? The Bir Halacha says earlier, you have to make another bracha. If you said a bracha, and before you said Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and before you ate the bread, you answered Amen to someone's bracha, the Dirshu brings, the Bir Halacha paskins earlier, in Hilchos Tefillin, you have to make another bracha. However, the Sharat Zion later on says, it depends. According to the Taz, you don't have to. According to Magen Ram, you do have to. So how do you paskin? Like the Sharat Zion earlier, or like the Bir HaLacha earlier, or like the Sharat Zion later on? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, b'diavad, if you answer amen, if it's oisoy sug bracha, in other words, your friend is making the same bracha that you just made, it's not a hefsek. But for a different bracha, it is a hefsek. Okay. But what if you violated and you started talking while you're chewing? That's very common. You give people challah and they're already mafsik before they swallow while they're chewing. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to talk until you swallow. No, don't say, it tastes good. You know, you put the challah in your mouth. And because you decide, you haven't given anyone a compliment in 70 years, all of a sudden you become so complimentary. The second the challah is in your mouth, you know, or you haven't come up with a nice word to say since the day you got married, except for when you put the challah in your mouth, oh, the challah is so good. No, pal, first swallow the challah, and then you could give all your compliments. You're not allowed to... But if you violated this and you spoke before you swallowed, while you're chewing, not so pashut, you don't have to make another bracha. If b'di'eved you spoke before you swallowed, tzarech iyon im tzarech lasavach. This needs analysis whether you have to make a bracha. Now the Eliyarabba, the Sharatzion brings us mitzadeid, you have to make a bracha. But from the Magen Avraham, it's mashma, it's not pashut. From the Prima Gan and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's mashma, it's not pashut. The Magen Giboyrim and the Bigdei Yeshar mashma, b'di'eved, you don't have to make another bracha. Because when we paskin that if you chew without swallowing, you don't make a bracha, that's because your intention was only to chew and not to swallow. Chewing is not eating. But if you're chewing to eat, just you didn't eat yet, then there's a tzad to say the bracha is already chal. When do we say the bracha is not chal by chewing? That's if you plan on chewing and spitting it out. But if you plan on chewing and swallowing, you can make the case the bracha is chal as soon as you began to chew. Hale'isa aschalta da'achilahi. Now, bevadai l'chadchila, you must swallow before you're mafsik. No question. It doesn't matter how important the thing you have to say is. We know that you've maintained discipline and you've kept silence for 2 seconds between the tila and hamotzi, and you must get out what you want to say. No, pal, don't do it. You know, I'll do it. Once you've already practiced discipline, not bringing a phone into a shul, by the way, I haven't seen everyone sign up yet. Mustama, maybe people forgot, or... They haven't gotten into a computer yet. But, you know, Mashiach doesn't want to wait anymore. You know, whatever the excuse is, you're going to have to tell it to him. But once you've practiced the discipline, this will be easy, not speaking until you swallow. It will enhance your entire life. Okay, now, Amnam, Ein Tzach Sheyoichal Davka Shir Kazayis Kodim Sheyidaber. you don't need to have a kezayis until you speak. Now you will see there are people who are very makbid on the kezayis. It's already an hour into the meal, and they're still working. They're working on their seventh piece of challah because they don't want to be mafsik until they've consumed. You know, kichayseves. No, you do not require a kezayis to speak. Ain sarach. Who holds that? Oh yeah, I'm primgam. But then the Mishnah Berurah concludes. V'shaloi b'makom matchak. If there's not a pressing situation, toiv sheyoichal metchila shir kezayis. It's good to eat a shir kezayis. So let's say you're at someone's house, and the host asks you a question, and you've already swallowed a little bit. You answer. That's not the time to be makbid on toiv. It's also toiv to respond to a question that someone asks you. That's also toiv. It's not halachically required. It's if you're the balabayas and there's no other ingredient over here, no other factors, then it's good to eat a kezayis before your mafsik. But it's not halachically required. V'im sach. Let's say you did talk. Afilu teva achas. Even one word. Meaning the shir of kedei she'ela shalom l'rav is only b'shtika, but talking even one word. May inyan dvarim shemavarchin alav. And if you spoke words relevant to what you made the bracha on, let's say you spoke about something that's not relevant to the piece of hamoitzi, but it's relevant to the suda. Even if you spoke to bring kalim, that you say, you know, bring the ketchup for later. Bring the mayim achroinim, I want to have it on the table already. Anything that's l'tzor chasuda, lo yhave hefsek. What about shechianu on a new fruit? Really, shechianu you make before the bracha on the fruit, because it might be a hefsek. Bidi eved, you could be samech on the mekilim that it's not a hefsek. Okay. Kugoin shebech ala pas, v'afilu pas shalonu d'nekiyo metuah b'tavlin. Even our bread, that's already wheat, and it's spiced. The pasuk of Shulchan Aruch la'al dan tzarich la'hamtin ad shiveh melech v'liftin. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to wait until salt is brought. Mikamakim kivin shu chafetz lech ala pas ayidei tibo b'melech v'lefes. If you want to put salt on it, you want to have a dip, hareza me'inyinei suda. Or let's say you say, feed pliny. Bein ani ubein asher, whether Pliny is poor or wealthy. Even if you're not saying, give Pliny from the hamaitzi. Let's say you want to say, give Pliny his own lecha mishnah. It's not considered a hefsek b'di'eved. B'di'eved, we'll see in the Ramah, l'chadchila, you shouldn't be mafsik between the bracha and the achila, even me'inyanei hasuda. Okay, let's hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.